This is Doug the Precker, WRPR News.
The holiday season is upon us, and one thing for sure is everyone is busy with things to do. People have all sorts of different traditions, so I walked around campus to see if anyone would take the time to share their Thanksgiving and holiday traditions with me.
Every year for Thanksgiving, me and my dad go to the movies and then always try to find a Chinese food restaurant open, but they always seem to be closed.
So every Thanksgiving, me and my family, we watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles the night before Thanksgiving.
Every year on Thanksgiving, me and my family get together. We play a huge game of touch football where everyone plays.
Every year for Thanksgiving, my family has an annual basketball game.
Every year I head over to Sparta, New Jersey to run a turkey trot and assert my dominance over the town. And then I head home for a triumphant dinner at my house with my family.
Usually on Thanksgiving, we go to the city to see the parade with my family and my friend Megan's family. And then we come back and we have dinner at my aunt's house.
We wait up until midnight Christmas Eve so that we can each open one present.
On Christmas Eve, we go to my Nona's house and my whole family goes and we have the Feast of the Seven Fishes, and it's an Italian tradition where there's a lot of seafood.
Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 nights, but my family only celebrates it on one so we can get all the gifts out in one night.
Being Ukrainian, the biggest tradition my family practices is the 12-dish Christmas Eve supper. The meal consists of 12 meatless dishes representing the 12 apostles. The supper usually begins by eating soup and ends with a dessert, usually containing poppy seeds, which are supposed to symbolize wealth and prosperity. Along with the meal, my family always leaves one seat open at the table for anyone that might stop by, such as a guest.
A little tradition called Santa Mouse. We hide a present in the tree, and then when everybody's all done opening their presents on the ground but underneath the tree, we go ahead and we look around inside the tree for that last present.
The holiday season requires a lot of work, but when you finally get to sit down and spend time with family and friends, it all becomes worth it.
This is Doug the Precker, WRPR News.